The title of this next poem is Laika, and Laika is the name of a dog that has the distinction of being the first any species from planet Earth to make it into space. This poem is for Laika. Laika. In 57, Sputnik 2 carried her into space where the first bark went unheard. Did she lick herself or nip at the whir of the fan in that cabin? These concerns were not important to science, unlike velocity, heart rate, time of death. When my faith in justice wavers, I embrace my inner Greek and butcher the sky, carve out a swath of stars catching a curve of light millions of years old, and pretend it's the outline of a dog, half husky, half terrier. I retreat to this fantasia when another report of animal cruelty soils further the already filthy news. It was years before we knew she didn't last more than 5 hours in that wretched kennel. Weightless, and think of the trash she could have rooted, the black boots she could have shined with a few well-placed curtsies in deference to the great mutts of history. Think Khrushchev and Kennedy. Sweet Laika, it has been decades since my last confession, and my sins are many. In Kathmandu, I herded strays through the alleys, ticked their foreheads and paws red, wept in gratitude when they licked my face, because now they might let me pass through the gates of heaven with only a tender snarl for having diced garlic. May the bulbs forgive me in the kitchens of Laos. I went my whole life without seeing a dog struck by a car, and then it was there. Have mercy upon the pronoun. I didn't get out. In the mirror, watching the Chevys and Fords pounding the pavement with its tail before the truck hauling from Georgia, who knows what. And it was in that other Georgia, the colder one, where I entered the life of a minor scientist, hunting the bakeries of Moscow for tea cake one day, the trash heaps the next for any dog the size of a bread box. One not much bigger than the tabby at the foot of my bed, dreaming about the injustice of wings, unaware of my past allegiances, that I was born under the sign of the dog, that I have lived and died a traitor to my own kind.